Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hi guys, this is Teddy Mellencamp and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules. Hi, welcome to another episode of Popping Off with Teddy Mellencamp and...
and Emily Simpson. Next time I'm going to say my name first. Just want to let you know.
You can take the lead next time. I mean, this time I feel like it's a double win for me because I'm in Mexico overlooking this like beautiful water.
And I know. And I'm in rain in Orange County. So really, you should have let me do that because
you know what?
You should throw me a bone when I'm in Orange County in the rain.
Yeah, I should. But I hope you're enjoying the rain and you're probably off to go film today. But something we need to address right at the beginning of the podcast is, y'all, we know and understand that Tom Schwartz is named Tom Schwartz.
I know you guys think we're idiots, but we're not that big of idiots. We clearly know his name is Schwartz.
We just have made a conscious decision that for the duration of this podcast Popping Off, we are going to refer to Tom as Shorts. So either get with it or get out. If you don't realize that we're making a joke,
yes,
it just blows off the tongue a little better. And it actually quite suits him, especially now that he's on his sober, curious journey. He's got a lot of shorts to figure out. So
yeah, that you know, I can't even with that sober curious. It is such a long name, a sober curious journey for someone who basically is like, should I stop drinking or not? And that's it.
Listen, I am not sober curious today. I have already started and it's a lot later here. I'm wondering how I'm going to, this is a question I have that my husband's able to do properly, but as seeing as you were recently photographed dancing on a bar, I think you may struggle with some of the things that I struggle with is how to sustain an entire day of casual drinking without being a mess at the end of the day.
I see. I don't drink during the day. I only drink randomly.
On a trip, you wouldn't? Like on a housewife, like for example, okay, like I will leave this and go right to like the first like pool party, blah, 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 that my husband's having for his work thing. So it's like, how do I keep the momentum going
Okay.
It's like right now I could take a little nappy poo.
Yeah. Well, you have to either stop drinking completely and eat some food, or you have to just drink continuously the whole day. You just can't stop.
Well, this could be a rough, this could go poorly for me. This could end poorly. We had boots on the ground, people focusing their information on getting us some additional details, because something about her is still all over the world wide webs.
It is something about nothing.
It is something about
there is okay, nothing some, about her.
There is nothing about her that's currently in its form. We had one of our producers drive by.
It was Monica that drove by.
Monica's side producing for us from Salt Lake City, and she's in town, and she decided to drive by. She also is working on getting access to their security cameras, which are not hooked up. But we keep seeing reports that it's going, you know, they're on a slight delay, but something we needed to point out before we even get to delay is they filmed that opening scene inside of this restaurant that had a sign that had the little green square out front to sit. All right. Of that is gone.
Yeah.
But we were told that does not mean that this is an opening. We are told that the original restaurant or thing that was there was not permitted to have those items up. So they had to take them down.
And wait, just outside? So the items outside were not permitted. Is that what correct. You're saying?
Uh-huh.
So they had to be removed. So now it just looks like a desolate location, but we're assured that there's something going on inside. Is that your point?
This is what I'm being told. Okay. And according to our producer who drove up close and personal, we can't with 100% certainty guarantee there's nothing going on past the blinds, because there's blackout shades over all of the windows. So maybe if you lift those up, there's an entire thing of sandwich making going on inside.
Right.
But
it's like a speakeasy.
There is a speakeasy here at this hotel I'm at, which is kind of brilliant. You go in, it looks like a pharmacy. Like, it is a pharmacy. They're selling all types of things, like the full pharmacy. But then you go in.
It's
and
a farmacia.
It's a pharmacia.
It's a farmacia.
Pharmacia. You walk into the pharmacia, and then in order to get into the speakeasy, you have to use the code word aspirin.
At least it's not meth.
Yeah, at least it's not heroin or crack or fentanyl. But what do you think the code word is for something about her? Do you think it's shorts?
It's ham.
It's BLT.
Yeah,
so we don't know. This we're doing the best work that we can, because, and also rumors, Schwartz and Sandy's is supposedly no longer going to be staying open.
I did see a little reference to that, but that has neither been confirmed nor denied. It's just a rumor, I guess, at this point.
But the only other rumor that we were able to get out of this rumor is that the guy who is seen featured as one of the main dudes from Schwartz and Sandy's is a Scientologist. I don't know what this has to do with anything else, but that's what we know.
Wait, so, he's a partner? The Scientologist is a partner?
Oh, there were some protests. Maybe the protests, now I'm just going to start making shit up.
I know. Like, I was like, what kind of protests?
I know. I was about to be like, well, there were protests, and allegedly this guy's wife got arrested.
Wait, what? We have to go back to protests. You can't just say protests and leave me hanging.
Here's the thing. I don't know what the protests were about. We don't know. We have no idea what the protests are about. And also, I don't really need Scientology coming after me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that either.
So I'm going to just zip it. We don't know what the protests are about, but we do know that something
happened.
Okay, wait.
So there was a protest and his wife got arrested. So now there's problems with the restaurant because of that?
That's according to really reliable sources, aka TikTok. That's what's going on.
That is where I get all of my information. Whenever I talk about what's going on currently, I have to preface it by saying I saw in an Instagram reel.
So according to the sources at TikTok, this is what we've heard. Other things, everybody and their mother, except for us, were at the People's Choice Awards.
I was wondering why we weren't invited.
It was, I mean, it was weird. I mean, not just because we weren't nominated for anything.
I know. I was like, what?
Weird. I don't see popping off anywhere around here.
I'm confused.
But the Bravo series received nods in two categories. Vanderpump Rules competed for Show of the Year. Grey's Anatomy took home the, how are Grey's Anatomy and Vanderpump Rules in the same category?
I know. I wondered the same thing. I was like, who was smoking crack when they put them in the same category? That makes no sense. You're talking about a scripted show
and I don't get it.
A reality show. It's, I guess it's just the it's a show of the year.
So it can be any show. I mean, I get that it's the TV show of the year. I mean, y'all don't have to, our producers are like, guys, it's the TV show of the year. Yeah, we understand, but it's, they're two very different. I mean, I guess they're not two different demographics because I watch both shows. So, I mean, I don't know. But then it also was, it competed in reality show of the year, but the Kardashians won this category.
That is surprising. Shocking.
What? The Kardashians?
Shocking.
Win?
Shocking.
What? But know who did win?
Ariana.
Yeah, Ariana won for her part. She won for competition contestant of the year after appearing on season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. She also was up for reality TV star of the year. However, it was once again a shocker. Khloe Kardashian took home that honor.
Yay, shout out to Khloe Kardashian.
Good okay. job, Khloe.
Okay, I'll probably get a little crap for this. I don't really care, but are you really the reality TV star of the year if something just happened to you? Do you know what I'm saying?
I wonder now that what we're seeing currently and the way Ariana is acting, if she will be up for the same award.
She might be up for least favorite reality star of the year.
Or reality TV villain of the year.
Yeah.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This episode was hard to watch.
It was really hard to watch.
It was.
For multiple reasons. But before we get there, there's an extra article. Katie Maloney on awkward and frustrating new pump rule season. On the green carpet, Katie admitted, it was the most awkward, frustrating season I have ever been a part of because just coming off the reunion, it was just a few months later, a lot of information was trickling in over a period of time. I am someone that leads with integrity and really my values and kind of moral code that I have. That's where I'm coming from.
Okay, I don't understand that. That was like a very vague statement.
I think she's saying that she was being, I mean, I'm just guessing. She's being Ariana's ride or die, regardless of anything, because of her morals. And this was so quickly off of it. She couldn't, I would hope. Okay, let's just say this was me and you. Okay. Let's say that Edwin cheated on me with someone we know, where me and Edwin are still living in the house with a white noise machine
and a lamp. Don't forget the friendship lamp.
Yeah, and the friendship lamp and all the things. And then I move on. I'm now with Brad Pitt. Things are going great, but I'm still very scorned by the fact that Edwin's around.
Yeah.
Anne's now my assistant, so I'm thriving in that way as well. But I would hope you would be like, Teddy, let's move on here. You can be in his presence. Who cares? Like, you're above this shit at this point.
I would. I honestly would. I would say, you know what? It's done. It's over. You can't change the past. You're with Brad Pitt. So stop crying and acting like a victim and move forward and get the fuck out of the house. Move out.
And also, we learned a new word, which I now have forgotten it. But
oh, it's like frogging, the flogging.
I think it's squatting, essentially. It's like you're living in a place and not
paying
for it.
It's a form of squatting. Which,
right.
Yeah. I don't know who made that up. I don't think it's a legal term. I don't think I can go look up my California real estate terms and frogging will be in there. But
can you shoot over a text to Gina and see if she knows?
Why would Gina know? Oh, because she's a real estate agent? You really should ask. Yeah, I didn't. I'm saying I don't think it's a real term. I think someone made that up.
It's got to be a real term. Everyone's online saying it. But this is what I can't comprehend about the not paying of it all. If you are to look at how much your mortgage is and how much your cable bill is and how much your whatever bills are, it's not that difficult to say this is half.
Yeah, I don't understand why there's confusion. That makes no sense to me. Plus, you get bills for everything. So all you do is divide by two. I mean, I'm not great at math.
Highlight them.
You're like, okay, here's the bills for April. Bop, bop, bop. You owe half. It's not rocket science.
I do believe that, granted, I still don't share a bank account with my husband, but I do not think, unless you have all of these types of details ironed out with financials, that you should share a bank account with somebody you film a reality television show with. I think it's always going to get messy.
And someone that you're not married to.
Yeah, because then at what point? I mean, I guess it could be considered a partnership after a certain amount of years, but not paying because you're not sure of how the bills work. I just don't know how that's going to pan out.
Yeah, but I really think it's not paying because you're just bitter and you just don't want to pay. You don't feel like you are obligated to, but you are obligated to.
Yeah. I mean, if you originally were paying, you originally put money into that joint account to pay from, you should be paying. But we also heard, not to only come down on Ariana, that they did some sort of, I'm going to get the wording wrong, but some kind of mortgage or something. They second financing of the house to help him pay for shorts and sandies and all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure there's other financial situations that aren't fully coming into play.
Well, it sounds very complex, messy, and convoluted.
Correct. Now we're going to get into the truth about Vanderpump Rules pasta conspiracy revealed. So when the it's not about the pasta, and everybody thought they were talking about Coke,
right?
What we're told is during a 2018 episode of Bravo reality series, James Kennedy and Lala got into a heated fight about her allegedly eating his then girlfriend's food, which led into DJ infamously shouting, "It's not about the pasta." Since then, many viewers have speculated that it was word for drugs, and Kent and his best friend Logan Noah allegedly took from Rachel Levis. Levis revealed on her podcast on February 13th, Rachel Goes Rogue, also on iHeartRadio, pasta is not code for any substances. It was really about the pasta, you guys. People thought there's no way this is actually about the pasta. She concluded, they can't be this passionate about someone eating someone else's pasta. So it's not code word for anything. But we can put that rumor to bed now. So I have a question. Yeah. Is Rachel now the end all be all of people we trust when it comes to anything, whether it's cocaine versus pasta, whether it's cheating or friendship lamps? She just, we trust her.
I guess the argument is she has nothing to lose at this point. So, you know, she might as well be honest. I mean, she got caught cheating. So why would you lie about pasta at this point? I mean, I feel like at this, with everything that's gone on with her, she would be honest, because how much worse can it get?
Well,
it was really so drugs.
I guess it wasn't about the pasta.
I mean, I like pasta, so I can understand how you could get that heated. If somebody ate my spaghetti and meatballs, I'd be pissed.
Listen, if somebody ate my penne bolognese that I put the right amount of red chili flakes on and parmesan, right, like had the right ratio of everything, I'd get annoyed too.
Right. And it would be about the pasta.
It would fucking be about the pasta.
I mean, I like pasta better than drugs, so it makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not interested in doing any cocaine, but if you tried to take my champagne, it would be about the champagne.
Right. Like, I don't have addictive habits. Like, I don't think I could ever get addicted to meth or cocaine, but I could eat pasta daily and not stop. So it makes sense to me. I get it.
Well, speaking of abuse, Kristen Doty confirms James Kennedy abuse allegations on her podcast. Okay, Kristen and her boyfriend Luke were chatting on her podcast, Sex, Love, and What Else Matters, when Luke joked that James' DJ name should be DJ Beats Women, allegedly. Kristen fires back, "It's not alleged. That's exactly right." Fans point out that Kristen has also punched James on camera, as well as Jax and Tom. However, Kristen defended that James had pushed her into a bush before she hit him, but producers cut that section out to protect James. Despite all of this, everyone is in agreement that this doesn't justify James' behavior. This leads me to the next thing, which is now on this episode, we're seeing that James is not drinking because of something that happened 3 months prior. I did the math. I can't figure out what could have been 3 months prior to this, because this was probably filmed around July-ish.
Mm-hmm. So it would have been a March?
Yes.
Time frame? Well, the thing is, I don't know. Allie doesn't want to say what it is because she doesn't want to talk about it, but she tells Lala that Lala should ask him and find out what it is. So that makes me feel like it's not something physical. Because otherwise, why would she encourage Lala to go ask him and maybe he'll be honest with her? I mean, maybe it's just rage in general.
Yeah, maybe he gets angry. Maybe it had something with another woman. Maybe it had something physical. We don't know. We can't be 100% because now with this timing, I'm confused. But what I think she's telling Lala to say something, but she probably has a touch amount of anxiety and fear about bringing up whatever this may be with James on camera.
Oh yeah, that's true too. That's a good point. So then if Lala does it, then Lala can get herself in trouble. But Allie wants to stay in the clear. Lala, what's going on? There's a shade coming down behind you.
Hey, no one's even in there. How is this happening?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Well,
you have a new background now.
A new background. The episode starts, James and Allie are hosting their first get together at the new house. James admits he spent $2,000 for this pool party. Okay. We've already talked about, I'm not good at math, but like,
or his money. His math is not mathing.
But 12 towels, 3 floaties, and a grill.
He bought the grill alone had to have cost, right? I don't know. I've never bought a grill. It looked expensive.
I mean, I don't know. That seemed like a big expenditure for $2,000. I mean, the 3 floaties, maybe the little thing that you had to buy to blow up the floaties.
Well, he had to buy the food and alcohol.
Okay. All right. Did you see anyone eating?
I saw Ariana eating. They showed a little clip of her eating something, and I saw some burgers on fire.
Okay. Well, before that happened, Ariana and Katie go into a Lyft, and it happened to be the same Lyft driver that took Ariana and Sandoval home the night of March 1st when she found out about the affair. The Lyft driver remembered bringing them home because they were fighting about the affair in his car. So this is the night he drops his phone. And yeah. I'm starting to think that maybe this Lyft driver knows more about Vanderpump Rules than he's letting on.
Yeah, he's like, you look familiar to me. I think I remember this house. Meanwhile, he has a whole like Reddit page or something.
Meanwhile, he's a shrine of Sandoval in his home. He's the guy that was randomly talking to James at Sandoval's party.
Yes, it's that guy. Same guy.
But then Katie and Ariana are talking shit about shorts and his Tahoe trip. They have permits, licensing, and staffing to worry about for their sandwich shop. Well, apparently they didn't worry enough because it ain't done.
No, they should have worried a little more. They could just sell sandwiches out of that floaty that had their sign on it, the signage that James made for them. It said something about her. They could just start making some sandwiches and just float around in a pool.
If they would have brought the sandwiches to this party, it would have cost James less money.
Yes. And then they could have practiced. They could have made sandwiches.
Held it out of that. It would have been a really good Instagram post too.
Right? Yeah.
But I feel like from now on, we just need to go to Santa Monica Boulevard and just take lifts up and down and see if we can find this guy. But how do we find out more details about him?
I don't know. You're just going to have to throw it out into the universe. He probably listens to this podcast.
We for sure he does. We could stand outside of Schwartz and Sandy's or something about her. Say our name is Ariana and see how long until we get picked up.
That's right. Let's do it.
Okay. We have the time.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually
in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Sheena and Lala show up at Villa Rosa to chat with Lisa. She wants to talk about Sandoval and his depression. Sheena and Lala emphasize they're only seeing the side of him that's not taking any accountability and projecting his emotions onto others. Lisa tears up as she talks about her brother's depression, saying she will not let Sandoval go through the same thing. Lala admits she never took Sandoval's mental health into consideration. She doesn't want to be angry anymore. It's tearing her apart. Isn't that a song? It's tearing me apart when I'm with you. Yeah. Sheena calls Tom one of the best friends she's ever had in her entire life, but is forgiving Sandoval worth it if she loses Ariana? So what do you think? Would you be able to move forward if you're Lala and Sheena?
Okay. Well, first talking about Lala, I did very much appreciate Lala in this scene because all of these people have done wrong. They've all cheated. They've all done whatever. I mean, at one point, Lala was eating Ariana's
pasta
cookie. So,
oh, yeah, it wasn't the pasta.
No, Lala was eating Ariana's. It also starts with a P.
Oh, it's not pasta. We're not talking. It's not about the pasta.
It's not about the pasta. It was about the cookie.
It's about the cookie. Okay.
So, I mean, they've all had these things happen, but I think where Lala really kind of hits home is she says, like, I was letting my emotions and how I felt about my personal relationship kind of cloud everything that's going on here. And I didn't think about how he was doing because I was so angry. I felt compassion for all parties involved in that moment.
I did too. I actually cried during this moment. I just want everyone to know that I got very emotional during this moment. I felt like what Lisa was saying really hit home because she was relating it back to her brother who committed suicide. And she's saying, how long can you continue to persecute Sandoval? At some point, you got to let it go.
I think if they're going to continue persecuting Sandoval, there's no place for him on the show. Like, it has to stop. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. And like you said, there is no one in this group with clean hands. Everybody has done terrible things to each other at some point. So why is it that they all just continue to... I understand what he did was worse than anything else, but at some point you have to just move forward. I mean, he's been persecuted enough, not only by this whole group of friends, but by the entire population in general. Like, how much more?
I also think that people are, this may not be the right word, but people are scared of Ariana and Katie, of pissing them off.
I agree. And I don't know if they're scared from a show point of view where they're scared to say anything against Ariana because of public backlash. Because I don't feel like anyone's really saying what they really want to say because they're worried about public opinion.
Or going back because they all went so hard before, you know, like when you're really adamant about something and then you realize you may have been wrong and then you're like, shit, I'm going to look like a hypocrite.
But I don't think it doesn't have to be hypocrisy though. It can be like in that moment, I was that angry. And now that time has passed, you know, I don't know. Like you can't hold that amount of anger forever. At some point you just have to move on and let it go.
And I also think the way that Ariana and Katie, and I like both of these people. Like if we were out right now, those are two people that I would gravitate to. They're very fun when we're together, but they kind of have this like RBF, like resting bitch face on them about everything involving the whole thing. Like, and calling Sheena like, oh, you're a flip flopper and you're this. Mm-hmm. And like those words, if you're very confident and you say those to somebody who may struggle in that area a little bit, or who I think Sheena's job is kind of always on the line in Vanderpump Rules. Like some seasons we see her a lot and some we don't. And these two like, you know, pivotal women from, you know, last season are telling her what she has to do. It's got a way on you. It's kind of like a, and I hate saying it, but like a mean girl persona. Like, you either follow in line with this or you're out with us.
Yeah. And I feel like when you look at Sheena and you look at Lala, I feel like they have more that they want to say, but they're holding back.
Yeah. But Katie and Sheena have always had a tumultuous relationship over the course of the show. And I'm assuming we're going to see more of it coming out, you know, now that Katie and Shorts are both hooking up with Sheena's babysitter, who was also talking about Ozempic to Summer Moon, which I thought was another strange thing this episode.
I was like, really? What does she have, like a little baby doctor kit or something?
Like, is that a baby syringe? And she's like, should I give her the Ozempic? I'm like, I don't know. From all, now that I'm going back, Sheena's really narrowing down the one person she trusts with her kid. I'm not sure it's the one that's making out with Shorts, Katie, and talking about Ozempic shots to her 2-year-old.
Yeah, but she doesn't really trust her because then she has her sister come over.
Yeah, and then. Oh, but it gets heated at the end when Brock brings up Sheena's mom, which we got into a little bit last time. But anyways, we get back to Shorts's semi-curious sober journey coming to an end at the pool party. We're seeing him doing things like
working out. Is that really a journey? Is it really a journey if you're just like, I was wondering if I should be sober? Nope, I'm not.
Not today. Not today. Not today. Not when I jump off the balcony into this 5-foot pool. Like, also that pool, like that felt dangerous to me.
Yeah. And I kept thinking someone is going to get whiplash or break their neck or their back.
And also don't jump too high because one of those airplanes could have just easily zip you right over. But Lala and Allie, this is where they talk about James' sobriety. Allie won't share what James' reason is for quitting, but said he may confide to Lala about it, which, hate to be the bearer of bad news, he has not yet.
No.
And then James, but I love this. He's sober, right? But he's chugging.
You gotta love the editing.
THC infused beverages.
Yes.
While his barbecue is up in flames.
I know. I love the editors. They love to do stuff like that, don't they? It's, they're like, let's talk about how he's been sober for 3 months and how hard that is. Meanwhile, his grill is on fire and he's
and let's chugging. Also
don't know. Are you really sober? Can you really say you've been sober for 3 months?
If you're chugging. I'm not saying, yes, they may be different. They may, like, I am a different drunk if I have vodka versus margaritas. Like, I can't drink vodka. Like, no bueno. Like, I know that's not a good drink for me.
Right.
But, like, if I have a couple skinny margs or if I have a couple glasses of champagne, I can be somewhat tolerable. But I don't know if you're having multiple, I've had one THC full drink. And I remember having a hard time like formulating words.
Yes, I had one at Tamara's and I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
So I had a hoodie on. I put the hoodie on. I like closed it over my face. Couldn't stop laughing. I mean, it was definitely a different effect than when I drink tequila or something like that. But you're
under the influence.
Right. You're under the influence. You're still, they're still altered. Your mind is altered.
Yeah, it's a little questionable, but then Lala and Shorts do have their heart to heart. Lala apologizes for her wrongdoings and Shorts apologizes for the way he's lashed out at her. But then he kind of keeps making like flirtatious jokes.
Yeah. Like, I'm in love with you. You're so hot, but just platonically speaking, but you're really hot.
Like, I made fun of your lips, but they're the sexiest lips I've ever seen as a friend.
And you're the most beautiful woman on the face of the earth, but this is just a platonic.
I want to bone your brains out if you weren't my friend.
Could you take your bathing suit off, but we're just friends?
Can I get a whiff of your cookie that, just for a second, but as a brother type? It was so bizarre. But it really was a lot. Then we get into Sandoval and Billy Lee at the spa. Oh my gosh.
He deserves an Emmy for that.
One, I'm like, this is not a shock to you. We all know you've been on Special Forces, drowning putting yourself in freezing cold water and getting yourself out of like sunken helicopters with like a bag of money or whatever it is, like whatever right. your excursion is. And now you can't sit in this cold plunge tub for 20 seconds.
Please. It's intense. It's intense. It's
I do it intense. Every day.
It's I know not, you do. You're nuts. I have never done it. I would never do it.
Well, now that you said that, you will. The next time you film popping off at my house, you're going to take a little dunk. And then I'll give you some pasta.
I love pasta. It's all about the pasta.
Then he talks about how he misses Rachel. They haven't talked in 3 weeks. He tells Billy what they had was love, and that's why he was addicted to it, and he couldn't see anything else. He wants to give their relationship a shot, and he's saving himself for her. Billy looks heartbroken at this point. She's like,
oh.
But she tries to
know. Wait, yeah, she's saving himself means he's not screwing other women. Is that
right now he's off the sauce. He's not just sober curious. He is sober and he's not hooking up with other chicks.
Oh, so he's sex sober.
Yeah. He's sex. Okay. He's sex sober curious.
Sex sober curious.
But Billy says, Tom, you're allowed to be happy. You don't need to feel like this. And then she's like, leans over for a kiss. No, she wants to. Then Sheena tells Ariana and Katie about the conversation she had with Lisa about easing up on Tom. She says his thoughts and feelings he's having is because of a situation he created, calling Tom annoying.
Annoying.
Sheena starts to cry to the girls, reminding them Tom was a great friend to her. Ariana shuts it down, saying every word that comes out of his mouth is manipulation.
Okay, can I say something? During that conversation, I was so annoyed with her, how she kept talking about how manipulative he is while she's manipulating that entire group into disliking him and staying mad at him.
And so. I don't understand caring. If your friend, I understand being, if Ariana wants to be mad at Rachel till the end of time and yeah, wouldn't I get want that. Her hanging out with the group, I get it.
Right.
But being mad at these other women or his best friend remaining friends with him.
Yeah. It's
he
too
didn't
much.
Try to kill anybody. He no. wasn't, he didn't try to kill her. He didn't put her life in danger. Like, I get it. It was a really shitty thing he did, but like, it's just like, let's dig into it. Ariana is, she has her, you know, she has a right, I guess, to completely cut off Sandoval, but they are filming a reality show.
Well, let's talk about, she has a right to not want to be around Sandoval, not want to have a relationship with him and not want to be anywhere near him. Got it. Great.
But then don't live with him, maybe.
Yes, but then exactly. Move out. And then you can't control everyone else's relationship with him. You have to let each one of those people have their own journey and get to whatever relationship they want. She has to let that go.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
And the fact that we should still be feeling bad for Ariana. If she took a different route right now, mm-hmm. I feel like I would have empathy for her. But because it's so like stank face, annoyed.
Yeah. Manipulating.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, he, all of these things, he sucks, but like, these are his friends and not for nothing. They were his friends first.
Yeah, exactly. She has to let it go. When did she do the confessional where she's putting the makeup on? I had to watch that like five times. I was like, could you look any more just like, when she was talking about shorts and she pulls out the mirror and she's like dabbing her face the whole time. I was like, I can't.
Well, you can tell at that point, she's hoping they're not going to use that. She's talking to production.
Right.
And she's like, justifying her point. I know. And the fact that they used it, I was like, oh, for the love. They're wanting to prove that you can't, you know, you can put demands on who you film with and who you don't film with. They're saying, well, we're going to make you regret that day.
Exactly.
Then James comes over to Lala's apartment and they talk about his sobriety, how him and Allie got into a huge fight while he was drunk amid the Sandoval Rachel affair. And he came home and she was gone along with their cats. he quit drinking in 2019 for Rachel. This was a little hypocritical because he said he quit drinking because of the relationship with Rachel, but this time he was doing it for himself. But then he tells us he actually did it because Allie left with the cats.
Okay, but so, what did they get? He doesn't go into detail about what they got in a fight about, right? It was after the affair, but we don't know the details of what they got in this huge fight about.
You mean in regard to Allie and...
Yeah, when he left or she left and the cat... I love that she took the cats. She's like, I'm leaving and taking the cats.
She's like, I'm going to prove to you that I'm really gone. And so I'm taking my favorite things about being with you. And that's our cats.
Right.
No, she never says what... Neither of them say what they were fighting about. So now essentially we're in the same situation we were when things got bad with Rachel, where he stopped drinking, said that's his new thing. But my question is, if you have that side of you where you will fight badly with your significant other when you drink, mm-hmm. does that not exist at all when you're not drinking? I find that hard to believe.
I don't know, because when I drink, I'm just funny. So I don't know.
When I drink, I'm kind of an asshole, but I'm
yeah, but you're not violent. Asshole. But yeah, no, I mean, I was like, how was that a change?
Yeah, I was like, that's exactly like I'm an asshole in general. So that's my question.
You're consistently an asshole.
Consistently an asshole. And yeah. I consistently don't mind if people call me one. So at least I can take accountability for my that's assholes. Right. But that's my question. Is there really a huge change? Or if Allie said something to him that pissed him off or I feel like made him feel less than, would he lash out in some way? Verbally,
regardless. You're saying regardless
of a drink or not. Yeah.
Probably. I mean, he seems like he would. He's got an ego.
Yeah. So that's, I don't know. But either way, now he's sober again, allegedly, for the time being.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Then we see Shorts and Joe at his apartment. Joe, we never got to see last season, although she came up in conversation a lot because she used to be friends with Kristen Duty and Katie, like all of it. They were all pals, but allegedly he was hooking up with Joe. Then they moved in together. after seeing Joe cut his hair, I'm fine with never seeing Joe again. I don't need.
Okay, but here's the question. Can you have a whirlwind romance with someone and then just be friends afterwards? I just don't see how that happens. How do you be in love with someone and sleep in the same bed with them and have sex with them? And then you're just like, oh, now we're just friends. How does that happen?
Because I think the only way that happens is if one person is completely done and the other one's still in love with the person.
Right.
So my guess is Shorts no longer is into Joe. And Joe's like, all right, I'll just be here until, you know, maybe you change your mind and you're no longer sober curious and you come home tipsy one night and you want to get it in.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Joe's just waiting around. But I think if both people have truly moved on, it's probably because you really don't actually like one another at all.
Exactly. That's why it doesn't make sense to me. I just don't get it. I can you think of an ex-boyfriend that you were like madly in love with? And then now could you be friends with them?
After high school? No. Like my high school boyfriend, we see each other out and when we go home and there's no like tension.
Yeah. Would you let him cut your hair?
Absolutely not. No. No.
Would you let him like shave your legs?
No. But like my ex-husband, I was married before. My ex-husband, when I first got with Edwin, we were all friends. And then once Matt got serious with his next girlfriend, she didn't like it. And she was like, y'all can't be friends anymore. That being said, we didn't live together still.
Yeah, he wasn't hanging out at your house cutting your hair
alone. Like we'd all be like, oh, do you want to go to the Soul Cycle class or do you want to do this? Or do you want to
get that?
But it was because I really was done, mm-hmm. and so I could do it. But I don't know necessarily.
You were at indifference.
I was at indifference.
Yes.
But I think it. You know, whatever. But between Sandoval's one lightning bolt earring and Shorts's bare feet, the scene could not end fast enough. Like all of it. Sandoval saying he doesn't forgive Lala and Sheena for blasting them on their podcast, Lala selling merch, and both of them paving the way for the rest of the world to treat him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this part, it's like, Sandoval, now you have a podcast. Like, just.
Okay, I actually felt as if that was. I don't know. I thought he had a point there. They did because they have a public audience and because they can get out the information in a widespread way. Mm-hmm. I do feel like there is an element of whatever their feelings are, whatever they're saying. I felt like it was a valid point on his behalf, but also slightly hypocritical because clearly he has a podcast and he can say whatever he wants too, so they could make the same argument. But I do think that there is an element of validity in what he was saying where they did kind of set the tone for how everyone else was supposed to feel.
But then Shorts did make a good point. He said, I'm nervous about Sandoval's behavior in Tahoe, but he's optimistic the trip will lead to doors to forgiveness. I'm not super optimistic about that. Like,
me neither. But he does have a point though. I mean, Sandoval does need to go on this trip and he needs to just tuck his tail between his legs and he needs to just stop arguing with people, you know, and stop pointing fingers. He needs to be like, I'm just up. I'm sorry. Can we move on? What can we do to move on?
I have a question. Do we really think Sandoval cares about being friends with any of these people or he just cares about maintaining his position on the television show? Once we figure that out, I'll be able to compartmentalize this a little better.
I don't know. He and Sheena were always close. What do you think? Do you think he wants to repair that relationship? Like, do you think he's personally invested in that relationship?
I mean,
it's just a show thing.
I don't know. I mean, I think he, when he came on Two Teas in a Pod and then we did his podcast, we all like were in the same car and he definitely like, you can tell the second I hate to use this word, but like triggered. You can tell when something bothers him because he's like has an immediate like big reaction. Mm-hmm. But in his New York Times article that just came out, he said, I'm not a pop culture historian really, but I witnessed the OJ Simpson thing and George Floyd. And with all these things, which is really weird to compare this to, but what do you think in a weird way? It's a little bit the same.
Okay. That makes no sense. He went from OJ Simpson, which happened in 1994, to George Floyd, which was a couple years ago. And then he's comparing himself to both of those men. One's a murderer. The other was a victim. So which is he? Is he the murderer or the victim?
I don't know. But this is just things that he said. But
He should probably stop talking.
He should just stop talking, start apologizing, and then let this move on to somebody else's drama.
See, I feel like he's the ding dong that keeps prolonging it because he keeps saying stupid things.
Because he wants to listen, and I'm a person that loves to be right. We know this, but I think he so badly wants people to see his side, he can't get out of his own damn way.
Well, that's stupid. He needs someone in his ear saying, you need to just shut up and stop making comparisons and stop trying to act like the victim.
Shorts told him that.
Well,
but he walks all over Shorts.
Yeah, he needs to, someone that he actually respects and would listen to. Is there a person out there that could do that?
Well, Lisa Vanderpump tried, but that didn't work either.
So I guess there's no one. So he's clearly
maybe he's a narcissist.
He's clinically a narcissist, I guess, allegedly. I feel like if I just put allegedly on there, then I don't get myself in trouble.
That's the way we go. But then we end the episode. They're all going to Tahoe. This should be a real, except for Katie and Ariana.
They have a business to open.
Still waiting for my sandwich. And then James thinks that he's going to talk to Lisa about Sandoval going to Vanderpump Dogs, mm-hmm. but she has a surprise for him. And then it's that she rescued Graham, the dog that James used to share with Rachel. James starts crying instantly. I know.
First of all,
this has happened so many times with Vanderpump Dogs. I'm confused.
I don't even understand what's going on. So Rachel took the dog when she left.
When they broke up, she took the dog last season or the season before, whatever it was. James would get like visitation park visits with the dog.
Okay. So Rachel has the dog. So then Rachel goes to therapy in Arizona.
The therapy rehab place, but also allegedly the dog was starting to act out. The dog allegedly kept biting people, and then the dog bit her mom, and then the mom gave him up. And then
the mom reach out to James, though?
Because James allegedly did terrible things to her daughter.
So she doesn't want the dog to go back to him?
Correct.
So a foster family and a dog rescue is a better place. I generally like dogs better than people. So I was more offended by this whole dog situation than anyone else treating each other badly. Well, I felt badly for the dog.
Well, I can say this from personal experience. Lisa creating a storyline with an abandoned dog feels vaguely familiar to me.
So you think Lisa reached out, said, bring the dog to Vanderpump so it looks like I rescued the dog, and then called James to come and get the dog.
I'm sure that this was not, whether the dog was chipped and they found out where it was originally, I don't know, but I'm sure there was multiple hands in this jar figuring it out and how to pull on James's heartstrings and get him to start opening up. But Lisa says that she got a call that this dog had been in a foster home for 2 months, but he had bitten a few people. And so he was being given up to a shelter. Lisa rescued him because she feels like the dog is meant for James. You could see how happy Allie was about this decision when you see that Graham starts to bark at the cats that sometimes don't live with her and James. It was all a lot. It was a lot. That's where they end the episode.
I'm happy Graham is back. I don't know, I guess with James.
Oh my gosh. Well, here we go. Another episode of Popping Off. We have finished and we will be back next week to talk about all the additional things.
Thanks, guys.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip.
Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.